The topic that I chose, I couldn't really find an example of this kind of communication taking place in Scripture. I guess the topic I'm going to be talking about is miscommunication. Miscommunication, misunderstanding. And what I tended to notice was, as any passages we thought about this subject, it was mostly like one party was intentionally being deceiving, and I guess it didn't really go along with the way I was thinking about this subject, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't have some validity in communication. But anyways, I'm going to go with James, verse 19, first chapter. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their trouble, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. Given recent challenges that had taken place in the church, and I kind of got reminded of the subject, a neighbor girl came by to our house and brought Sunshine some books, and one of them happened to be a book called Amelia Bedelia. This is, I have never read this book before, but I found it kind of amusing, especially the... It seems like the whole illustration, if you look at the pictures, like everybody had blank stares. And maybe it's just my imagination of how cartoons work, but imagine like everybody was thinking kind of like, it's like they can't believe that somebody would actually believe this way. But the one that kind of stuck out to me seemed kind of silly. It was, they asked her to go and get sleeping bags, and she goes to the car and brings back, says, I could get the bags, and she brings back the bags, and the bags are just paper bags, but her eyes are closed, and she's holding them like she's expecting them to be sleeping, and she says, I think they're sleeping, but how can you tell? And like her misunderstanding of the situation, and but I was thinking of a few thoughts. Let's see. Maybe I see. Judgments made can bring on pains and damage reputations in communication. Asking questions is important. As being the listener, and as the listener, should also come an attentiveness to hear, so that we may have understanding about what we are being accused of, so that clarity may be brought if the accusation is false. And as the accuser, they should be ready, accuser-requester, to ask a person as to why they chose their behavior, and be ready to hear if the person understood what was being asked of them. And this isn't a real conversation, but I mean, part of it is. But Dwayne, I'm using you as an example, just says, so I asked Dwayne in past weeks, I said, if it is possible to drill into a concrete foundation. Or at least the way that I asked the question was, if you can. And he said, he responded with two questions, and it was asking for clarity. If I meant, can I, as in, can he do this, or if I was simply asking whether or not I was just asking if I could, if I potentially could. And so it was the first I was asking for, but let's just say I was asking him to do it, for Dwayne to do the task. And he simply answered on the phone, yes. And I said, great. And we ended the communication. And as far as he knew, he answered the question, and I assumed he would come and do it for me, and I would wait and wait till I figured out he wasn't coming. I can only imagine that in this situation I'd have one of two responses. One, maybe frustration as to why he did not come, or in a more reasonable manner, instead of getting mad, call him up and ask him another question to clarify why he didn't, if there was a miscommunication or a misunderstanding. So I guess to illustrate, like, we can let our imaginations run wild, and I believe this is where slander has the possibility of creeping in. If I'm sitting there stewing at my house as to why this man did not answer my call, then I think it can go very wrong, and relationships can begin to be hurt and challenged, and I guess a lack of clarity comes in. So I wanted to at least give that as a short example of how easily miscommunication could be had. And even in trying to present this example to my wife, for her to listen, there was a misunderstanding about what I was requesting. So I was kind of laughing a little bit to myself. Anyways, I couldn't really find an example like that in Scripture, something that would be like a two-sided misunderstanding, but I thought if anybody had anything to add, they are welcome. So God bless.
Yeah, thank you, Brother Rob. I just appreciate thinking along those lines. About the closest example I could think of, just quickly, maybe in the Scripture, would be like Jesus would have said things that people, like, he would have said, like, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, and the people say, it's because we don't have any bread, you know, and they didn't get it. But that has a lot more, like, you know, there's a lot of spiritual lesson behind that. I think it is good to... Something Rudy Beiler once told me is that it's important that we not only... How did he say that? Oh, I wish I could word it the way he said it. It was something like, it's important not only to understand... This just doesn't sound quite right now, but something like, it's not only important to understand what the other person is saying, but to understand that we understand. Or maybe he said know what the other person is saying, but to know that we know. That doesn't quite sound right. I wish I could get it back. Anyway, I just appreciate the encouragement toward communication and clarity and all that. Thank you.
I just thought of one example, Rob. Is this thing on? Doesn't sound like it. At the end of John, does anybody know when the book of John was written? When? Like, wasn't it the last one to be written, the last gospel account? Like, somewhere around the late first century. So anyway, I thought, like, this is interesting because it's a point of clarification made all those years later, decades later. Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Jesus saith unto him, If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Then went this saying abroad among the brethren, that the disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, He shall not die, but if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? This is the disciple which testifieth of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. Anyway, I just thought that's interesting, like all those years later that John was setting the record straight about a misunderstanding.
You have to get him?
I gotta get him, but it's not gonna be
Walmart. Where are you getting him from?
Real close by.
All right. Is there one? Oh, there you go. Yeah, nice.
How many do you want?
Just one. Just one. Red will work. All right. All right, I wouldn't normally do this, but there's no main message. So back when I was in Bible college, there was two people. See if I can. This would be... there's Lori Bell. She was from my home church. That'll be over here. And then Damien Lowe. He was a black guy. She was Filipino. Well, her mama was Filipino, but her dad was white. And in our Bible college, we had a rule, no mixed dating. But what the rule really was black people could only date black people. Because white people could date Mexican people could date Asian people, black people could only date black people. They said no mixed dating. Anyway, he was a senior. It was getting toward the end of the year. She graduated last year, and she worked in the office, which is a real esteemed position. If you get a job in the office, you're a very highly respected and very reliable person. Anyway, they started being interested in each other, and it was against the rules because she was not black and he was black. And it got found out, and they kind of got in trouble. She had to leave her job at the office, and she went back to our home church in San Antonio. So she wasn't even there anymore. Damien was allowed to continue the school year, which maybe had like another couple months left of the school year, if he agreed not to be in communication with her anymore. So he was around, and he was sad. But he was real upright, really respectable, really, really respectful, upright guy that was going to keep his word or whatever. Anyway... Did you hear this thing happened? They've been supposedly not communicating, but actually they were planning their wedding. Still communicating, still planning their wedding, because, and we know this because Joe Consford, we'll put him over here, another super upstanding guy, Joe Consford saw the wedding invitation. They had wedding invitations and they sent them to somebody in the Bible college. Scandalous that he was not actually respecting the rule, that they were still in communication, that they were planning a marriage. This was so bad. I heard it. I shared it with exactly one person, and I felt confident that I could do this because Joe Consford, who would not lie, Joe Consford saw the wedding invitation with his own eyes. I mean, it was a done deal. Anyway, I ended up working with Damien either that same day or the next day. We worked in the same place, but not together. But for somehow we ended up working together, and we were quiet and I was silent, and I wasn't as outgoing then maybe as I am now. And it took a lot of courage somehow for me to say, "Hey, I heard about this wedding invitation thing. Is that what's up with that?"
And he said, "Buddy, I am so glad that you asked me about that. What happened was..." So there was a lot of people from our home church that went to the Bible college. There was a girl named Kathy Hauser. And Kathy, she was going to the school. Kathy Hauser's sister was still in the church at the high school. And Damien, he came home like when Thanksgiving and Christmas, different things, people would go with other people. And Damien came with me to the home church. He'd go with other people. So many people from the home church came, a bunch of people at the Bible college, knew a bunch of people at the home church. Anyway, Kathy Hauser's little sister, I can't remember her name, invited Damien to her graduation. Joe Consford saw, I don't know what he saw, but somehow he saw something that had Damien's name on it, that was an invitation back to my home church, and he... I don't know how. I don't know if he put it together or if he said something and somebody else put it together. But I mean, it was nothing. And yet I was like, I couldn't believe Damien had done this. I just totally, it was just not like him and Lori. And how could they do this? Anyway, that was when I found out, I guess, how easy it would be for information to kind of get twisted like that. I mean, if you guys knew who Joe Consford was, he was so upright. I mean, this thing that I'm saying, like, Joe Consford wouldn't lie. If he said he saw a wedding invitation, like, he saw a wedding invitation. But he made him, I don't know if he made the mistake or somebody else made the mistake. Anyway, that was the first time that I ever, like, experienced that thing. And it hit me so deep. And I think even to this day, somebody says something and I'm just like, well, you know, that one time with that thing with Joe Consford. Like, anyway, it's just been such a... that was the pivoting point where now when I hear something I'm like, well, maybe I gotta talk to somebody or other. We gotta find out. I mean, these, they're like, and even if somebody's like, no, somebody said, and this is the clearest example I can think of. But since then, many times things have happened where people have been really confident and come to find out. I mean, there's just so many different ways somebody. Things, but between getting from one person to another, and we get this confidence because we heard it from somebody reliable, and surely it wouldn't be like this. But just things happen. Anyway, that was my story.
There is someone who daily. Thank you. Thank you.